Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropps.
Good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us. Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day and how they impact your world, and frankly, how you can use them to change your world by, well, persuading the persuadable. That's what it's all about. One person at a time, making a difference with people in your influence. So yesterday was the 19th. And 226 years ago, yesterday, the American Revolution began. And it began with the British, the Redcoats, coming to take away firearms from the colonists. And it was the straw that broke the camel's backs. And that began the Revolutionary War, which led us to the freest country in the history of the world. That's what America is, still to this day. Which is why there's an open border and literally millions of people are streaming across that border. I'm not exaggerating. By the end of the year, folks, because there's no border patrol there, hardly at all, because they're all busy taking care of all these kids, unaccompanied minors that have come across the border. Well, there's a reason they're coming to this country. Yes, Joe Biden's promising free stuff to all of them. And there's stories in Breitbart about illegal aliens on hunger strikes here in America because they want free government stuff. The real reason people come to America is for freedom. It still is. And they'll tell you that. Freedom to have a better life. Freedom to live free of fear, of tyranny. Even in many of these Central American countries, which is where most of these people are coming from, but we have many Chinese. There are those from Middle Eastern countries. They're coming across the border too. My point is that America remains this day still the shining city on the hill. It's a little tarnished right now, but it still is a beacon of light and hope. And it's because of what happened 226 years ago yesterday. That battle goes on today. Oregon Firearms Federation put out a release yesterday. And thank you to Tim for sending it to me. House Bill 2510 is going to be held over till next Monday. I think 2510 is the bill that says you have to store your guns, lock up your guns. And if you don't and somebody steals them, you're now liable. You're now the criminal. Well, they did just announce that they're going to hold a public hearing on Senate Bill 554. That's the bill, of course, that makes you a felon if you're legally carrying a concealed weapon even close to a public building that is off limits. So 226 years ago, friends, we founded a nation with a shot heard around the world on Lexington Green. And that fight continues today for the very same reason, liberty. That is preserved at the end of a gun barrel. Now, that's me talking in the natural realm, if you will. But there's a supernatural component to this, too. That's where prayer comes in. because the real battle of Lexington and Concord, that fateful day in April 19th, 1775, the battle in the natural realm was what happened that day, and I'm going to get into it. I'm going to remind you all of what happened. Because it is meant to give you hope that we have to stand together for today against these gun bills, against the very similar type of tyranny. It's different, yet tyranny is tyranny. Is it not? I think it is. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. I tell you all the time that the natural realm is what we are dealing with here. And it's fine. You have to live and exist in the natural realm. That's what happened on April 19th, 1775. But it's the supernatural realm. That's the piece that also has to be a part of this, because it was a piece of it back then. For so many of the Patriot leaders were people of faith, did believe that God Almighty had bestowed on men, as it was later written in the Declaration of Independence by Thomas Jefferson and others, inalienable rights given to us by a creator, given to us by God. In fact, in the original manuscripts, notes, that's how the supposed deist Thomas Jefferson wrote. He actually used the word God, not creator. At any rate, prayer, your personal faith, moving in the supernatural. That's what prayer is. And boy, we need a lot of it in Oregon right now. In the natural, we're going to continue to give you opportunities to be part of the solution. Solution for what? Standing up against tyranny, just like our forefathers did. How to do that, both in the natural and the supernatural. In the natural, yes, you can sign a petition if you live in Fred Girard's Senate District. You can sign a petition to repeal or to recall him. That's one of the ways of doing that. You can also put up signs to recall Fred Girard. You can also continue to make your voice heard with others who are, well, for instance, Dale wrote me this email that he sent to our old buddy Bill Post, one of our great conservatives. But Bill has, well, he's just, at least according to this email, here's what Dale wrote. Said, it's been reported you are mocking constituents who are calling for the recall of Judas Fred Girard. When I consider this in conjunction with your apparent love affair with Peter Courtney, thank God for Peter Courtney, you had stated. I would suggest you take heed with your tongue, smart guy, or better yet, resign. Yeah, it's not a good idea for conservatives, and Bill is and always will be, to take the viewpoint, or at least to be characterized as having taken the viewpoint that you are mocking people who are standing up for their gun rights, just like the Patriots did on Lexington Green. April 19th, 1775. For you see, they took a stand against tyranny. And what gave them the opportunity to do that was they had guns. So I say to my old friend Bill Post, be very careful what you're saying here. Because the Patriots of 1775, April 19th, are alive and well today. And feel that their liberty is being threatened by people like Fred Girard, who has requested $72 million in payoff money for his sticking around, allowing the Democrats to pass gun confiscation bills, which is what it ends up being. Also, thank you, Barbara, for the liberal companies link. I made mention of that because one of the listeners asked us for that. It's called secondvote.com. That's twovote.com. Their mission is to defend traditional Judeo-Christian values, the principles of America, and defunding radical, progressive, and anti-Judeo-Christian organizations. And you can look at, well, they score companies like travel companies, other kinds of companies, and they tell you how they score. A 1 means they're strongly liberal. A 5 means they're strongly conservative. They have a web app. They have a phone app. They talk about the First Amendment. It's kind of cool. Thank you, Barbara, for Second Vote. The link to that. In it, you can find those companies that are not so well thought of, shall we say. I appreciate it very much. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. We'll come back and go to the phones. I want to remind you, one of our new sponsors is Mr. Transmission Mile X. They're up in Wilsonville. It's Wilsonville Auto Repair. They have a great website, Wilsonville Mr. T Mile X.com. That is the website. Great testimonials there. And they can do this great free vehicle inspection. They can just look at what's going on in your transmission or your other systems. They can do it for you for free. Now, if you're like my mom is 84. She's single. Her husband died. She does not live close to me. So when she needs to get her car looked at, she doesn't really need or know where to go. And if you're like that, I can assure you that Wilsonville Mr. T Mile X is the company you can go to for that purpose. You can trust them. Just read the great testimonials on their website. Wilsonville Mr. T Mile X.com. 620, back in a moment with your phone calls and more.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us today. So the American Revolutionary War began yesterday, 226 years ago, because the British were going to take away their guns. From that moment became the freest country to ever exist in mankind's history. Now we must keep it free. That means ever vigilance. That means that each of you have a role to play in that. And I mean it. Every one of you do. Every one of you know people in your world that are persuadable, that can kind of go either way. That's why we talk about the things that we talk about every day on the show, so that you can feel encouraged that there is a way to persuade others and that there are issues that can be used for that purpose. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll start first with Art and then move to Tim. Art, good morning.
Good, I'm off mute. Hey, Jeff.
You are. Good morning.
I agree. Good morning. Beautiful day today. I hope the farming's going well for you, buddy. A lot of hard work to be done to, you know, make a living and everything and do this show. Okay, I know Bill personally, and he does tend to be a little arrogant at times, and you're absolutely correct. He shouldn't be mocking any of us who are trying to defeat the bully Democratic Party and to get the Republican Party to have a backbone and fight for our rights. And therefore, you know, I know Bill, I've dealt with him a lot, been angry at him this time. And in fact, he voted against a bill that I put forward a couple years ago to allow prescription labeling for blind people, which did pass. Thank the Democrats for that, because there were some Republicans that voted against it, and there was a couple Democrats that did too. However, we did get it passed. And that's what happens when we work together at making our state a better place for all Oregonians, which isn't happening. The simple fact of the matter is the Democratic Party has become a bunch of bullies, including our governor, and don't give a dang about our rights. And therefore, everybody who isn't doing their job correctly should be held accountable. And that includes Senator Girard, who is allowing some pretty damaging bills to our state get passed because he won't have the guts to walk out, which is a shame. However, Jeff, I'm going to state something today. I want to start a recall petition for Senator Courtney. And so I would like anybody who's listening to this show today, you have my email address, Jeff.
I do.
And I want to get a coalition up and going, because Senator Courtney has become increasingly more and more a bully, including a bully of the Republican Party, who has rights under the law, but they don't care. Tina Kotek doesn't care. Kate Brown doesn't care. Okay? And so, as I stated on the show, I believe it was last week, we have to hold the Democrats accountable, too. And Mr. Courtney used to be moderate, but he has chosen to go way left and doesn't give a dang about all of our rights. And therefore, the man needs to be replaced. He needs to retire.
Fair enough. So, folks, Art's thrown out the challenge. If you want to help him with a recall petition on Senator Courtney, and I'm fine with that. I think that's equal footing here. If you want to help him with that, send me an email to jeff@kslm.news or jeff@1220.am. I'll pass it on to Art. You guys can get together and get started. We'll talk about it on the air. I think it's a great idea. Art, thank you. I need to move on to Tim. Tim,
great
good morning
day.
To
you,
and your thoughts today. Welcome.
Part of this starts because I talked to two people, different families, that are leaving the state. And I'll get into the reasons why. But you want, or you're talking about, six senators not showing up. What you have to do is come up with something that's not acceptable to anyone. then the reason for that is you don't want it to be different opinions or it's debatable. And you can't.
Well,
use
all right.
Names.
So that you're never going to get to that, though, Tim. I don't think that's a realistic point of view.
I'll give you one.
Okay.
And this is the reason why now it's been five families are leaving the state. First is they have children, young children, and they're afraid to send them to school because we have upped the risk of kids going to school. They don't have the resource officers anymore. They're allowing prior criminals to be licensed, and we have legalized drugs. I think if you put a picture out there of some, let's take second, third grader, and maybe some pictures of some people that are eligible to be licensed, I think you could start showing something.
Well, but you'd said earlier, maybe I misunderstood you, but you had said earlier that you have to put something out there that's not debatable. Everything you've just said in terms of policy is very debatable because there are people that are advocating in favor of it. So
Sure. You
have to have, to win hearts and minds, you have to go beyond debatable. I mean, or not debatable. You have to fire people up because they, and you just said the elements that fire people up, because these are the elements that these people have told you is the reasons why they're leaving Oregon. And we have to fight against that. I mean, you're not wrong to think that, but, you know, debatable. Yeah, it better be debatable. Because that's the only way we're going to preserve our liberty. Thank you, Tim. It's 6:30. Back in a moment. You're listening to Political Coffee.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. I hope that you can stick with us the next few minutes as I will share with you, just reminding you what happened 226 years ago, yesterday. The shot heard around the world. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. If you do want to help Art start a recall petition against Peter Courtney, send me an email. I'll hook you up. Corby wrote me an email yesterday that I did not catch until after the show was over. He says, the shot. This is funny how long ago experts said there's something in the shot that will turn the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. Yeah, it seems to be happening. Rich sent me an email about move to the independent party. And I'm not going to read it to you, but it is an interesting thing. And it's about, it's about how Senator Art Robinson, a good friend of mine, newly elected senator from Southern Oregon, how he decided to become an independent like Brian Boquist. Lee writes an email, and I'm not going to get into it either, but it's just, again, I go back to, you discipline your children for a reason, because you know that if you don't, they become lawless. If there's no consequences for your actions, I mean, this is why we have laws. You know, if you're driving 100 miles an hour down the freeway and everybody else is doing 75 or 80, you're still a danger. You're dangerous to other people. You're dangerous to me. If you're driving 100 miles an hour, I want you to get pulled over and given a big ticket because I want you to feel the consequences of it. Because it's not safe. It's not good. And it's no different when you have Republican senators who are, because of money being offered to them, they're willing to sell out our liberty. And that's what they're doing here. So for Bill or anybody else to say, you know, we just need to focus on the Democrats. No, we don't. They're not the problem. It's Republicans who let Democrats enact tyranny that steals our liberty. That's the problem. Because you can have all, you can elect all the Republicans you want, but if they do what Fred Girard and these other five Republican senators have done, you're still losing your liberty. The Democrats are not going to change, folks. they are the anti-liberty party, if there ever was one. Truly. By the way, I watched Sean Hannity's interview with Donald Trump last night, very seriously considering a 2024 run. I hope so, Mr. President. We'll get into more of that as we go along, because there are some friends of mine who are very pro-Trump that are saying, yeah, maybe he shouldn't run. What? But he is going to help in the 2022 elections. Boy, I sure hope so, because he needs to. April 19th, the shot heard around the world. It's a piece in the Lid by Jeff Donets. It's the military U.S. news portion of the Lid. On April 19th, 1764, this is 11 years prior to the day we celebrated yesterday. On April 19th, the English Parliament banned the American colonists from printing paper money. And then they set even harsher restrictions over the next 11 years. The Stamp Act, the Townsend Act, the Sugar Act, the Boston Massacre that happened, the Coercive Act, the Boston Tea Party that happened, as well as being forced to quarter, in other words, put up, house British troops in their homes for no pay. So 11 years later, exactly on that day, the shot fired around the world, heard around the world rather, was fired at British troops or from British troops, because nobody really knows, on Lexington Green. The American Revolution had begun. So, Kathy, hang on, because I will get to you in a moment here, because I do want to get through this. I think it's important. The history of this is General Thomas Gage, who was the British governor of Massachusetts, had already decided that Lexington was full of rebels and ordered a contingent of 700 troops to march against the rebels who had formed this shadow government. His goal was to capture John Hancock and Samuel Adams, who were at the time thought to be in Lexington. He also had orders to seize a cache of guns and gunpowder that the rebels were believed to have had at Concord. Yes, writes Jeff Donets, the American Revolution began because the British wanted to take our guns. The Patriots got wind of the plan. The famous Paul Revere and William Dawes rides on horses, and a third rider, Samuel Prescott, rode around the countryside that night, right, to warn them. Adams and Hancock had already fled to Philadelphia from Lexington because they got wind of it. There was no cache of arms to be found in Lexington, but there were 77 militiamen opposing 700 troops. Major Pitcairn ordered them to disperse. Patriot Captain John Parker ordered his men to, quote, stand your ground. Don't fire unless fired upon, but if they mean to have a war, let it begin here. I can't imagine Fred Girard saying that, or any of the other lily-livered, weak-spined, weak-in-the-knees Republican senators that joined him in getting bought off. These men were unwilling to be bought off. They'd had their fill of tyranny. A shot rang out. Nobody knows who did it. British soldiers fired a volley. It killed seven militiamen and mortally wounded another. The battle was on. Only one British soldier, by the way, at that moment was injured. But indeed, it was a shot heard around the world. Kathy, hang on. I'm going to get to you. British soldiers then began moving towards Concord. They got there at 8 o'clock. They did manage to destroy some military supplies, but they soon were advanced on by militiamen, minutemen, who inflicted numerous casualties. Lieutenant Colonel Francis Smith, the overall commander of the British force, ordered his men to return to Boston without directly engaging the Americans. Then began their 16-mile journey, retreat, if you will. And all along the way, Patriot marksmen fired at them Indian style, ambushed them all along the way. At Lexington, Colonel Parker, Captain Parker's militia, had its revenge. They killed several British soldiers as the Redcoats came back through Lexington on their way to Boston. By the time the British soldiers got back to Boston, over 300 British soldiers had either been killed, wounded, or, frankly, were missing in action, had been taken prisoner. Patriots suffered more casualties, but fewer than 100. That's how it began 226 years ago yesterday. It was the straw that broke the camel's back. Our job today, Jeff Donetz writes, is to honor these rebels and to keep the nation they fought so hard for free with peaceful protests, true peaceful protests, and voting out of office those politicians who would take away our liberty. Did you get that last part, Fred Girard? And now maybe Peter Courtney? Voting out of office those politicians who would take away our liberty. That's how it all started yesterday, 226 years ago. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, thanks for being generous to hang on while I went through that. What are your thoughts today?
Oh, contacting legislators.
Okay.
I have to say that I have tried to participate every time you asked us to call our legislators.
Thank you.
I have not received one call back. I've never had a live person answer the phone. When I've left a message for any of the Republicans, they haven't called me back.
Even your own House or Senate member?
Well, yeah. Well, the only person that I've ever gotten through to was Peter Courtney. And that was years
no kidding.
And years ago.
Oh, years ago. Okay. All right.
And he spoke to me for a good long time. But he never says anything.
No. Right.
He is so good at just talking and talking and talking and never saying anything. But I'm talking about when we had the 2020 elections and I was trying to call my Republican candidates or incumbents or whatever. Never got a call back. Even the ones that you, and I love you, Jeff. You know I do.
I know you do, but, Catherine. Thank you.
But the ones that you were propping up.
Quickly, do you think that was fruitless or do you think it still made an impact?
No, it was fruitless to call them because they didn't hear what my concern.
Fair enough. I'll tell you how you can get around that when we come back at 6:48. Rich, hang on. I'll get to you on the other side of the break, too. Thank you, Kathy.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank Eric Azar, Righteous Renovations, for being a sponsor of this show and this radio station. He is a contractor you can trust. That's worth a lot when you're asking somebody to tear out your kitchen or your bathroom. Talk about a disruption of your life. Go check out all the great before and after photos and the very happy customer comments on his website, RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Well, I've been observing a lot of things, and I don't know where to go with them, but one thing is, where can people that are pro-American and conservative go to a party that's going to try and do that? The next thing is, for example, Bill, you get in positions of power, and your ego will take over, and power does corrupt. Hopefully, he will move off of that. The other thing, too, is in the Revolutionary War, if you remember, they had a very similar problem that we do called Tories. Our Tories are pro-communist or pro-greed, however you want to call it. So I guess the question is we're starting to see who the Tories are.
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, when you have Republicans who do things that allow the communists to steal your rights, then aren't they kind of a Tory themselves?
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. And just because someone's a Republican does not mean they're a conservative and for the Constitution.
Yeah, you know, and that's the saddest part about this, Rich. I mean, in all seriousness, you know, to see Fred Girard, who was a longtime conservative, moved to where he is today. And then, you know, see Bill Post defend people like Fred Girard. You know, Bill cares a lot about his liberty and our liberty. But, I mean, this is the case for term limits, folks. I'm sorry.
They're under a lot of pressure, and I give them that.
Yes, they are.
And so I'm not totally down on those guys. I'm just saying is that there's a breaking point, and they have reached it. And I don't know what to say other than I think the time to vote is almost toward an end.
Well, I got to tell you, you may not be alone. In fact, I know you're not alone in people thinking that. And I'm going to tell you a story, all of you here, in a moment. Rich, thank you. By the way, Senator Art Robinson, folks, has not changed parties. He just sent out an email about that. He is still a Republican. He's choosing to not caucus with Republicans anymore. He's part of the Independent Caucus, so that means that he and Brian Boquist are together. Now, Brian, I believe, did change parties. I think that's correct. But Art sent out a correction. He is not changing parties. He's just not caucusing with the Republicans. Can't blame him. The story is from a friend of mine who is from a foreign country. And this person believes, having fought very hard for Donald Trump in other states, and I mean very hard, and I could tell you things I can't, but believe me, this person who came from a foreign country and went to make sure that as an election observer in other states that things were going to be correctly observed, said to me, they really believe we're at this point where a shooting civil war is going to happen not long from now. I hope that is not true. I hope and pray, and this is a person of prayer too, by the way. you go back to the story that I read you earlier about what happened yesterday, 226 years ago, people were willing to lay it all on the line. You got to remember, this is before the Declaration of Independence, almost a year. In fact, it's over a year prior to the Declaration of Independence, where the signers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. These men, on April 19th, 1775, some of them gave their lives that day to stand up for liberty against tyranny. I want to remind you, Freedom Heating and Air is a great company here in Salem that can make your life better. That's what they do. It's what they specialize in, especially if you're having an emergency problem with your heating or cooling system. Check them out, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. By the way, if you do want to help Art, no, I'm quite serious. If you want to help Art recall Peter Courtney, send me an email. I'll pass it along to him. A couple of other things that are in the news. A redistricting group that failed to get a petition on the citizens petition on the ballot for us this last election have refiled the initiative. And the whole reason they've done it is to pressure the legislature to act and to put into place an actual redistricting commission of its own. Well, it's the People Not Politicians group, and I applaud what they're trying to do, because anything would be better than what is about to happen to us. Believe me, again, the smoke and mirrors thing that you've heard me talk about that Republicans have bought into in the House, it's just smoke and mirrors. There's no way Democrats are going to give up any meaningful changes that takes away their hold on power. Republicans wouldn't do it if they were in their place. I know, because I was in 2000 when I was in the House. We didn't give up any significant power. And then, of course, it got vetoed by a Democrat governor. In this case, the 12-member independent redistricting commission, like they use in Washington and California, would at least be somewhat better than what we have today. Well, my point to these guys, it's meant, just filing it is meant to be a threat. Well, not if you're not actively going to go. They stupidly announced that they're actively not going out to get signatures. That's dumb. You should have come out and said, yeah, we are. So you better watch out. You better do something now. That's how you pressure the legislature. So I want to end the show thanking you for listening, folks. Also reminding you that one of the ways you can make your life better is to use CBD from a Salem-based company, ProBioscience. They are real. They're the people that I sold my CBD to, my oil that I grew 2 years ago, and went into their products. You know it's the highest quality because they use only Oregon-grown products. And believe me, Oregon-grown CBD is the toughest standard there is. Check them out on the web, pro-bioscience.com. And use the discount code SHOWERS. You get 15% off anything you buy. Pro-bioscience.com. Thank you, friends, for joining us today. I'll be back tomorrow. I hope you will be, too. Keep praying. Keep fighting for freedom, because it's worth it. See you tomorrow.